Oh, you tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Property Bob Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
All right, got a bit wet on the way here, but you know.
Yeah,
you get
though, tis the season.
Yeah, I quite like it, wakes me up.
Yeah, not me, I don't like being cold and wet. I love going for a swim, I don't like being cold and wet.
Oh no, swimming, forget that. Before I get into it, I actually met a friend of mine.
You might expand if you went swimming.
Yeah, thanks, man. Cheers. Nah. When I was on the train this morning, I met a friend of mine, Ivan, from London, and he's an Arsenal supporter, and his brother is as well, who lives in Pukekohe, Mikey. Just want to give a bit of a shout-out to him, BFM listeners.
Hello there, gentlemen.
And just tell them that North London belongs to us now, so go away. Right. Blue Whales is a subject dear to both of us. Fantastic story this week I read about blue whales frequenting the South Taranaki Bight. Not really sure what that is. They're actually genetically distinct from other blue whales in the Pacific and Southern Ocean.
This is why there's been a lot of anger about the sonic boom testing down around that area.
Yes. Well, researchers from the Oregon State University Marine Mammal Institute used hydrophones to record blue whale calls in the area between January and December. The calls they heard on 99.7% of the days, I don't know why they come up with that. Principal investigator and co-author of the study told me the hydrophones never heard any Australian whale calls, just the local New Zealand population.
Locals only.
Yeah, and when they conducted the biopsies of individual whales, they also discovered that they are genetically distinct from other blue whale populations.
Wow.
So really, really interesting.
So they truly are local to there, and they sort of hang out in the bite.
Well, there's a minimum population of 718 whales in the area, and researchers are working with the country's resource management so they can apply the best management practices to minimise impacts from industry. Now, this bit really... we've got to sort this out. Where the area where the blue whales inhabit, there are several oil and gas extraction rigs, and there's also an area where a permit to mine the seabed for iron sand has been granted. Loads of organisations have appealed against that. They don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So, let's get behind that one. What do we need iron sand for anyway? I don't know what it is.
To make iron. It's sand with iron in it.
Okay, I'm sure they can get it from somewhere else.
Muriwai, they can get it from Muriwai, couldn't they?
Yeah, just like leave the whales alone. I love them to bits. Right, now this one.
We've never seen blue whales mate. Did you know that?
I have. I've seen a good video of it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, whale porn, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've never seen. No, I was going to say.
Tell lies, man. You told me that. Say anything on radio and people will believe you. See, they even
didn't
believe
that. They.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I remember everything you've ever told me.
I did tell you that.
You did. Right, now this one, I love this story. It could only happen in America, right?
Oh, great.
New guidelines have come out in America for support animals on flights after someone turned up at United Airlines flight in LA last Sunday with a peacock called Dexter. Obviously a serial killer peacock. Firstly, they're like emotional support animals to comfort those suffering from emotional or physiological conditions such as anxiety or panic attacks.
Have you heard about the noise a peacock makes?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a friend who lives out in Hanua.
And that sort of noise, eh?
His neighbours have got loads of them.
They're a guard bird.
Yeah, I quite like them, but take one on a plane. Obviously, Valium doesn't work anymore because I know people that are scared of flying and they just have a little Valium or something like that. But
just a second. Caller, go ahead, please.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, I'd like to make a request.
Oh, no, we're not doing requests at the moment. Okay.
Okay. Now, American Airlines are now saying the passengers have to fill out paperwork 48 hours before their flight and to provide a letter from their mental health professional. They also said now that some animals are off limits entirely.
Yeah, fair enough. A peacock's no. I mean,
but what they've done.
Male or peacock or peahen?
It was a peacock.
Peacock called Dexter.
Yeah, but now they're saying, right, you've got to let us know because of safety and public health risk and all that. Now, before I read out the list of animals you can't bring on, it's obviously that people have actually It's obviously people have taken these creatures on the planes. Now you can't do it. You can't take insects, goats, hedgehogs. I don't know why a hedgehog would be naughty.
Insect, a comfort insect.
Yeah, ferrets, spiders, and non-household birds such as chickens or hawks, unclean animals.
So a household bird though. Like a canary or
budgie,
a comfort budgie.
Comfort budgie or hawks. Unclean animals or animals.
No, sorry, hawks are good or hawks are no good?
No, hawks are no good.
Any sort of bird of prey, no good.
Yeah, no good.
Because if someone's got a comfort budgie on there and you've got a comfort hawk on board.
Yeah, it's going to go off. You can't say unclean animals or animals with an odour, but miniature horses are okay.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as they are trained as service animals. America, what are you doing?
Miniature horse.
Yeah. You have to have a nappy on it or something. But then I thought to myself, right.
Sit up straight and it like got.
What if you could, you can't take a blue whale, but if you had, you wanted to have a comfort animal, what would you take?
Blue whale's going to be odorous.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What animal? I'd like, if listeners want to text or let us know, what comfort animal would you take? Personally.
Let's ask this annoying caller. Annoying caller, go ahead.
Okay. Obviously, I couldn't take one, but I'd love to take a baby pterodactyl, but they're not around anymore.
Once again.
Exactly. But yeah. Mine would be a puffin, I think, for obvious reasons.
A puffin with the iridescent nose.
With a little harness, and as long as he's got aviators on. But what is wrong with Americans?
He's on a plane. There's an awful lot wrong with Americans for a start.
Well, yeah, they got invited in Trump. I know all that, but
yeah, but that's, I mean, that's wasting a lot of time on rules that are pretty. No, yeah. But imagine a miniature horse doesn't want to go on a flight with you.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how much it loves you. It doesn't matter how much it's been trained. It doesn't want to go on a flight with you.
But you can't take a goat or a hedgehog, but you can take a miniature horse.
Yeah, well, of course.
So good for you. What animal would you take, Joe? We actually spoke about this earlier. If you could have a comfort animal.
Can't take a fish.
I was just saying, I gave kind of a little bit of a boring answer. I just think some sort of feline, something you can kind of cuddle.
She said like a lion cub.
A lion cub. No, you see
that was feasible.
If someone's got a comfort rabbit.
Yeah.
See you later, lion cub. The problems.
Well, that's exactly a plus. You've got people on there that might have guide dogs or something. So
you can see why there are rules. Because if somebody say had a comfort fly, another person say had a comfort spider.
Yes.
Let's say a comfort person had a comfort, bird, before, and then the next person had a comfort cat.
Yeah.
And someone else came aboard with a comfort dog, then a goat, and a horse. You know, you've got a whole song there.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of it, someone's dead. I don't know.
I wonder if it would work if you went to the airport here.
Now, this is true. Someone just texted us in there. On the Emirates, you can take a falcon. Falcon held high.
Falconry is really big there, isn't it?
No more than 6 falcons allowed in economy class, though. I have read that before. What's a pangolin? Someone's coming on with a comfort pangolin.
And they like lizards or something.
Pangolin.
Not sure what that is.
Someone's a comfort piglet. That's nice.
Oh, comfort piglet. Just even the word comfort piglet.
Imagine being asleep and then just not realising. And then suddenly. Just shut. And then there's like someone else has said they take a chill baby sloth. Pangolin. That's a good looking. That isn't out of an animal, isn't it? The pangolin. That isn't out of an animal.
Oh, yeah, lizardy
thing. And it runs up on its hind legs. It does that whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a half T-Rex, half armadillo.
It'd be worth going to Auckland Airport with an animal and see if you can get on a plane.
See if you can get
on
border control.
Yeah.
See if you get filmed for that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, you couldn't do...
No puffins. Someone said no puffin.
Why?
Well, maybe it's because there's no smoking.
Yeah, you got your funny pants on today.
Someone said they'd take the old Havo. Oh, yeah, I'd love to come. Where are we going?
A comfort DJ.
Comfort old Havo.
Stinky Jim. You can't take Stinky Jim for obvious reasons.
Crisp biscuits and all that. We've got there, piglet, chill baby sloth. Yeah, someone said my dodo. You can't take a dodo, no. Love. It's gone. It's all
They're
dead.
Gone.
We killed them all. Killed them all. Oh, man, you couldn't take a comfort sea elephant. It'd stink.
Yeah.
You couldn't take a comfort...
Skunk.
Skunk that'd smell as well. You could take a comfort... What about a stoat?
Well, no, they said no ferrets.
Well, they said no ferrets.
Yeah, but they're similar. My uncle used to have ferrets. He used to go out rabbiting with them.
Titty. E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah. Just to run up your trouser leg. Not good. Not good.
Eels up inside you. Yeah. The eel, you can take a comfort eel, I'd imagine. That would be odoriferous.
They didn't say any fish. You could take like a...
Well,
like
I mean, odoriferous is a fish. Any sort of smelly thing is a fish. Good morning. Really?
I tried to take, I think it was 10 tuataras down his pants as comfort animals.
No, those are that's smuggling, my friend.
budgie smuggling.
No, haven't had a good wildlife smuggle for a while, as far as I know.
There's a few animals you wouldn't want to smuggle, like
10 tuataras. Imagine that down your pants. I've held the tuatara. They're muscular. They're a muscular lizard. They know how to work
the original dinosaurs, didn't they? Freaked me out when I looked.
They're strong. Yeah. They're a strong lizard. They've got claws and teeth.
All curled up in your pubes.
A couple of what curled up in your pubes?
Some wetters.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say that they were wetters, but I mean, the questions would be asked, wouldn't they? It'd be like, that man's got unhealthy pubes.
No insects.
He's got insects in his pubes, and you can't help but think crabs.
Yeah, but. Fantastic.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't. That's the last thing you want to be branded a gentleman with crabs as you go through the security thing there, rushing for your plane, rushing for your Fear 1145 to Palmerston North, you know?
Do you get your penis first, like the guy down south, or what?
Can I get my what?
The councillor down south that got his penis measured.
Oh, I know, yeah, that's weird. That's a weird story, isn't it? Who had a ruler? Did someone have a ruler? Or did they use it? Did they use an app on their phone or something to measure it? Look, and oddly enough, there's 8 o'clock, so we better go.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
All the best. The surefire remedy to stop any animal from smelling, hold its nose. Oh, classic joke there, brilliant. On Good Joke Tuesday. All right. Thank you very much, caller. And thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.